The Accidental Tourist, written by Anne Tyler, narrated by Joe Barrett.
Chapter 1. They were supposed to stay at the beach a week, but neither of them had the heart for it, and they decided to come back early. Macon drove. Sarah sat next to him, leaning her head against the side window. Chips of cloudy sky showed through her tangled brown curls. Macon wore a formal summer suit, his traveling suit, much more logical for traveling than jeans, he always said. Jeans had those stiff, hard seams and those rivets. Sarah wore a strapless terry beach dress. They might have been returning from two entirely different trips. Sarah had a tan, but Macon didn't. He was a tall, pale, gray-eyed man, with straight fair hair cut close to his head, and his skin was that thin kind that easily burns. He'd kept away from the sun during the middle part of every day. Just past the start of the divided highway, the sky grew almost black, and several enormous drops spattered the windshield. Sarah sat up straight. "Let's hope it doesn't rain," she said. "I don't mind a little rain," Macon said. Sarah sat back again, but she kept her eyes on the road. It was a Thursday morning. There wasn't much traffic. They passed a pickup truck, then a van all covered with stickers from 100 scenic attractions. The drops on the windshield grew closer together. Macon switched his wipers on. Tick-swoosh, they went. A lulling sound. And there was a gentle patter on the roof. Every now and then a gust of wind blew up. Rain flattened the long, pale grass at the sides of the road. It slanted across the boat lots, lumber yards, and discount furniture outlets, which already had a darkened look as if here it might have been raining for some time. "Can you see all right?" Sarah asked. "Of course," Macon said. "This is nothing." They arrived behind a trailer truck whose rear wheels sent out arcs of spray. Macon swung to the left and passed. There was a moment of watery blindness till the truck had dropped behind. Sarah gripped the dashboard with one hand. "I don't know how you can see to drive," she said.
"Maybe you should put on your glasses."
"Putting on my glasses would help you to see?"
"Not me, you," Macon said. "You're focused on the windshield instead of the road."
Sarah continued to grip the dashboard. She had a broad, smooth face that gave an impression of calm, but if you looked closely, you'd notice the tension at the corners of her eyes. The car drew in around them like a room. Their breaths fogged the windows. Earlier, the air conditioner had been running, and now some artificial chill remained, quickly turning dank, carrying with it the smell of mildew. They shot through an underpass. The rain stopped completely for one blank, startling second. Sarah gave a little gasp of relief, but even before it was uttered, the hammering on the roof resumed. She turned and gazed back longingly at the underpass. Macon sped ahead, with his hands relaxed on the wheel.
"Did you notice that boy with the motorcycle?" Sarah asked.
She had to raise her voice. A steady, insistent roaring sound engulfed them.
"What boy?"
"He was parked beneath the underpass."
"It's crazy to ride a motorcycle on a day like today," Macon said. "Crazy to ride one any day. You're so exposed to the elements."
"We could do that," Sarah said. "Stop and wait it out."
"Sarah, if I felt we were in the slightest danger, I'd have pulled over long ago."
"Well, I don't know that you would have," Sarah said. They passed a field where the rain seemed to fall in sheets, layers and layers of rain beating down the corn stalks, flooding the rutted soil. Great lashings of water flung themselves at the windshield. Macon switched his wiper blades to high.
"I don't know that you really care that much," Sarah said.
"Do you?"
Macon said.
"Care?"
"I said to you the other day, I said, Macon, now that Ethan's dead, I sometimes wonder..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?